This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Meeting of National Assembly passes Finance Bill 2079 Bikram Sambat. Jazakot Dolba Road section obstructed since this morning and North Korea claims COVID arrived on alien things near border. Now the news in detail. Today's meeting of the National Assembly has passed the Finance Bill 2079 Bikram Sambat by a majority. In the meeting, Finance Minister Janardhan Sarma proposed to pass the bill. The opposition CPNUML lawmakers had boycotted the clause-by-clause discussion on the finance bill introduced by Finance Minister Sarma, alleging that the tax reins had been manipulated by keeping unauthorized persons. The meeting also passed the Drug Third Amendment Bill 2079 Bikram Sambat. In the meeting, Minister for Health and Population Bhavani Prasad Khapung introduced the Medicine Third Amendment Bill 2079 Bikram Sambat and the First Amendment Bill 2079 Bikram Sambat related to the safety of health workers and health institutions. Railway Bill 2079 Bikram Sambat presented by Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Management Renu Kumar Yadav has also been passed unanimously. The next meeting of the National Assembly will be held on July 4 at 1 p.m. Two persons have been killed and two others injured in an accident at Gorahi in Dang district. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Mukunda Prasad Rizal, a motorcycle heading towards Sarra from Saudiyar hit two bicycles at Gorahi sub-metropolis 7 Besai last night. The deceased have been identified as Ganga Bahadur Kaur of Gorahi 15 and Ritesh KC of Gorahi 7. Similarly, a youth was killed in a road accident in Hariban of Sarlai last night. The district police office Sarlai identified the deceased as 24-year-old Jai Bahadur Bika of Kadaria Chok of Hariban Municipality 11. Following the accident, he was rushed to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead on his arrival. According to the police, the number plate of the vehicle that hit him to death is yet to be ascertained and a truck has been apprehended on the charge of its involvement in the accident. Jazakot Dolba Road has been disrupted since this morning. Transport services have been halted after road disruption due to a landslide at Nalgarh Municipality 8 Malua in Jazakot. Locals of Rukum West, Dolba and Jazakot districts are facing trouble following obstructions to road traffic. Nalgarh Municipality Mayor Dambar Rawat said efforts are underway to clear off the landslide to open the road. Passengers of Dolba have been stranded since this morning when the air service was completely halted due to bad weather conditions. Locals said it would take a long time to carry the maintenance as big boulders are blocking the road. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain generally cloudy throughout the country today. The division has said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in many places of the country. Similarly, the division has stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in many places of the country and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the province one. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. State media in Pyongyang has claimed that North Korea's COVID outbreak began with citizens touching alien things that had fallen near its South Korean border. Citizens were urged to be vigilant around objects that may have blown across the border from the south. For years, activists in the south have flown balloons across the border to send leaflets and humanitarian aid. In response, Seoul says there is no possibility COVID could have crossed the border in that way. According to North Korea's state media, an official investigation found two people who became infected with COVID early on in the outbreak after coming into contact with unidentified materials near the South Korean border. Anyone who notices a strange object is instructed instructed to report it immediately so it can be swiftly removed by an emergency anti-epidemic team. Chinese President Xi Jinping has said China's one country, two systems model of ruling Hong Kong has worked in protecting the city and must continue long term. The Chinese leader mounted a stern defense of the political system in a speech in Hong Kong following recent international criticism. Hong Kong is marking 25 years since Britain returned the city to China. Under one country, two systems, Hong Kong is supposed to be governed in a way that gives it a high degree of autonomy and protects freedom of speech and assembly and other rights not found in mainland China. But in recent years, China has been criticized for increasing its control of Hong Kong and enacting laws and reforms that stifle free speech and dissent. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, had lost some of its power to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The landmark ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court represents a major setback to President Joe Biden's climate plans. He called it a devastating decision, but said it would not undermine his effort to tackle the climate crisis. The case against the EPA was brought by West Virginia on behalf of 18 other mostly Republican-led states and some of the nation's largest coal companies. They argued that the agency did not have the authority to limit emissions across whole states. These 19 states were worried their power sectors would be forced to move away from using coal at a severe economic cost. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Meeting of National Assembly passes Finance Bill 1079 Bikram Sambat. Jajako Dolpa Road section obstructed since this morning and North Korea claims COVID arrived on alien things near border. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.